It will cost passengers more to ride the state ferry starting in the summer. That's when fares for most Alaska Marine Highways will increase by 4.5%. According to the Department of Transportation, tickets booked after the first of the year for travel after May 1st will reflect the new rates. Tickets booked before the new year will fall under the current rates. The new fare structure is spurred by the recommendations of a recent rate analysis. The Marine Transportation Advisory Board saw the preliminary recommendations of that report during a recent meeting in Ketchikan. DOT spokesman Jeremy Woodrow says the department was planning to raise fares even before the recommendation.
The department knew that its rates were out of balance, and by increasing most fares by 4.5%, that was consistent with a lot of other recommendations that were coming to the department as a way to help increase revenues to help offset the operating costs for the department. So the department would likely move forward with this rate increase regardless. And so by announcing this now, we're giving the general public the most amount of time possible to prepare for that increase.
The analysis was conducted by Northern Economics. It recommends the Marine Highway System set rates so they can cover between 39% to 65% of operating expenses. Revenues currently cover less than one-third of the operating budget, according to the department. Woodrow says the complete rate study will be released to the legislature in February. More changes in operating costs may come after that.
The rate increase that was announced just this last week was one of the first preliminary recommendations from that analysis or from that study. The study is not complete yet, so we haven't released the full report, but we'll be releasing that when we present it to the legislature this upcoming session.
The analysis suggests that rates more than 25% above average not change. Woodrow says that means about 30 fares within the system will remain unchanged, including the route between Skagway and Haines, the highest per mile rate in Southeast.